May the Lord help us to commence this evening with the remaining verses of the hymn we closed with this morning. Hymn 308, the second part, commencing at verse 8. Again we cannot see his helping hand, but feel. And though we neither feel nor see, his hand sustains us still. 308, the second part, commencing at verse 8.
Thank you.
read from Judges chapter 8. The book of Judges chapter 8. And the men of Ephraim said unto him, Why hast thou served us thus, that thou callest us not, when thou wentest to fight with the Midianites? And they did chide with him sharply. And he said unto them, What have I done now in comparison of you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God hath delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and what was I able to do in comparison of you? Then their anger was abated toward him when he had said that. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint, yet pursuing them. And he said unto the men of Succoth, Give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And the princes of Succoth said, Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thine army? And Gideon said, Therefore, when the Lord hath delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into mine hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And he went up thence to Peniel and spake unto them likewise. And the men of Peniel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered him. And he spake also unto the men of Peniel, saying, When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their hosts with them, about 15,000 men, all that were left of all the hosts of the children of the east. For there fell 120,000 men that drew sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbehar, and smote the host, for the host was secure. And when Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them, and took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the host. And Gideon the son of Joash returned from battle before the sun was up, and caught a young man of the men of Succoth, and inquired of him. And he described unto him the princes of Succoth, and the elders thereof, even 70 men. And he came unto the men of Succoth and said, Behold, Zeba and Zalmunna, with whom ye did upbraid me, saying, Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in mine hand, that we should give bread unto thy men that are weary? And he took the elders of the city, and thorns of the wilderness, and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth. And he beat down the tower of Peniel, and slew the men of the city. Then said he unto Zeba and Zalmunna, What manner of men were they whom ye slew at Tabor? And they answered, As thou art, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king. And he said, They were my brethren, even the sons of my mother. As the Lord liveth, if ye had saved them alive, I would not slay you. And he said unto Jether his firstborn, Up and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, Rise thou and fall upon us, for as the man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose and slew Zeba and Zalmunna, and took away the ornaments that were on their camels' necks. Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, Rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's son also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you, the Lord shall rule over you. And Gideon said unto them, I would desire a request of you, that you would give me every man the earrings of his prey. For they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, we will willingly give them. And they spread a garment, and did cast therein every man the earrings of his prey. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, beside ornaments and collars and purple raiment that was on the kings of Midian, and beside the chains that were about their camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went thither a warring after it, which thing became a snare unto Gideon and to his house. Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. And the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal the son of Joash went and dwelt in his own house. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bare him a son, whose name he called Abimelech. And Gideon the son of Joash died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again, and went a warring after Baalim, and made Baal-berith their god. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Neither showed they kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had showed unto Israel. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
And teach us to pray. Dear Lord, Almighty God of heaven and of earth, favour now a sinner. Favour sinners to draw near. Help, Lord. Lord, it's a blessed, simple prayer. And oh, we would blessedly lay help upon one that is mighty. O thou that hearest, O thou that answerest prayer, unto thee, Lord, all flesh, Lord, come. And O Lord, could this sinner come? Could there be a blessed drawing? Could there be, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Lord, thou knowest where we dwell. And blessed be thy holy name, thou knowest this night where each one dwells. Lord, we read, he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Oh, encourage sinners, encourage praying souls to come and spread it all the matter, dear Lord, before the Lord. Lord, out of the heart proceed those things that defile a man, and they do, Lord. the wretchedness of unbelief, the wretchedness of that one that stands at the right hand to resist, the wretchedness of those filthy garments. Oh, do thou come on, take them away. And oh, come on, Lord, that robe of righteousness, come wrap it all around. Lord, it blessedly speaks of thy finished work. And Lord, that is holy. That is precious. That is so complete. And Lord, could we venture? Lord, could we blessedly know this night thy Spirit, thy help, to worship thee in spirit and in truth? Could thou gather souls? Could thou grant that ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches? Could we be favored to confess? Could we be favored to blessedly look again toward thy holy temple? Look unto Jesus, to see their mercy joined with power, to see my grace sufficient for thee, strength made perfect in weakness. Lord, oh, get thyself praise, honor, glory from sinners. Lord, do thou for me, O God the Lord. Lord, remember souls with the favour thou bearest to thy people. Visit souls with thy salvation. Lord, we would confess. Lord, we would be drawn to a place, as dear Moses, where he hastened to bow down and worship, hastened to get down in the very dust. Lord, this is holy ground. Take off thy shoes from off thy feet. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. But oh, draw a sinner in confession, in need. And, O Lord, favour us to run after thee. Lord, favour sinners to know that blessedly, gloriously shines through thy holy word of truth. That, Lord, of thy work, thy finished work, oh, to blessedly know, thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Lord, oh, that faith might be given. Take away the wretchedness of unbelief. Take away all that defiles. The love of sinning. But, oh, do thou, Lord, be Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end this night. Draw me, we will run after thee, Lord. We plead it once more, that power, that blessed drawing. Quicken souls, Lord. And, oh, as souls gather this night, could we humbly pray, Lord, leave none out. When thou for thy saint doth call. Oh, the solemnity. Lord, we each come in with a never dying soul. Lord, we must come and stand and give that account. Oh, to be washed. Oh, to blessedly know, as dear Thomas Poor doubting Thomas. Wretched determined Thomas. Brought in thy presence to say, my Lord and my God. O Lord, Lord, what a mercy if this is known this night. Do, we would pray, grant a heart of thanksgiving, all thy mercies. We are not worthy of the least of all thy mercies. But Lord, thy mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And Lord, bless souls this night that would know more of thy mercies. Lord, we do pray that thou would, remembering much mercy, the dear children. And Lord, there are those, maybe those absent from us this night, do bless them, Lord, in that read to them. Dear parents, Lord, do help them to bring them up, nurture and admonition of the Lord. But oh, do thou bless thine own word. Dear children, dear little ones, as they so fast grow up in years in this evil day and generation, thou and thou alone can keep them, kept as the apple of thine eye, delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. And those older in years, Lord, they need it. They greatly need it. Lord, do have mercy upon them and favour them to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and blessedly prove all these things shall be added unto you. Lord, thou didst grant that night in Gibeon to dear Solomon of old. Lord, those other blessings, those mercies, those alsos, Lord, we do pray that thou would grant to dear younger ones, favour them to spread their case, to bring their need to Jesus. And Lord, oh, may they prove my God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May they prove, dear Abraham did, and he rejoiced in it, the Lord will provide. Lord, hear prayer those that bear the burden and heat of the day. Those with those hard questions. Those with mountains of impossibility, crooked things they cannot make straight, rough places they cannot make plain. Lord, hear the cry of the closet, the secret place of the stairs. Favour them, Lord, to fly unto thee. Lord, favour them. As those doves fly unto their windows, Lord, to oft be found. Oh, that wrestling prayer that can wonders do, bring relief in deepest straits, prayer that can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. Oh, do help them to continue in prayer. Lord, do hear prayer for those that know affliction. That can be so many things. Lord, hear the cry of the needy soul. Lord, hold them up. Oh, blessedly uphold them. And Lord, do strengthen them. And oh, do speak thine own word to them. Yea, I will help thee. Appear for them. Be very near, dear Lord. Favour them to lean upon their beloved. Lord, thou knowest the burden. Thou that dost hear the groaning of the prisoner. Lord, none are beyond thy power. Oh, do encourage souls. Do strengthen souls. Lord, we would not go from thy house this day. And oh, we beg that praying souls might not be sent from thy house this day. Lord, no encouragement. Finding no rock, which is Christ. Oh, Lord, may there be that rest that blessedly remaineth. Oh, to come quietness, peace, speak the peace, be still. And Lord, to truly build on that one foundation, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And there are dear older friends, Lord, maybe present, maybe absent. Lord, do come in all their need. Lord, we do prove, we know not what a day, an hour, a night may bring forth. Oh, we would beg, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Oh, to be found ready, Lord, when thou dost come. And oh, to be blessedly favoured. Lord, to have our souls on the stretch. And truly say, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come and make the place of thy feet glorious. And oh, to know those fear not. I go to prepare a place for you. Lord, do in thy rich mercy then hear prayer one for another. And Lord, our dear friend at the desk, each dear deacon, Lord, may this church and people hold up their arms in prayer. And Lord, do strengthen them and grant that thy will might be done in earth as it is in heaven. For Lord, there are exercised souls in this house of prayer, amongst this dear church and people. Lord, do go on, thou mighty God, thy wonders yet to perform. May thy word gather souls, to strengthen, Lord, thy dear servants as they come in and out amongst them. Truly may thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Grant that here a little, there a little, that word upon word. Oh, may there oft be that finding of the deep that couches beneath. Draw souls then and truly gather souls that there may be a building on that one foundation. Jesus Christ and Him crucified may be approving, on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, oh, do hear the prayers of younger ones and older ones. And oh, do take them by the hand and lead into the truth as it is in Jesus, to follow in the footsteps of the flock, looking unto Jesus. And Lord, thou knowest those deeply burdened, exercised. Oh, do draw near to them. Lord, grant a word for them. Grant a blessed strengthening in Christ Jesus. Lord, send none empty away then. And Lord, do gather souls, go out into the highways, hedges, in this house of prayer, or about this house of prayer. And Lord, oh, for that compelling power that thy house may be filled. And Lord, in our sad day and generation, so many mercies, so much that abounds above what our forefathers knew, and yet such a departing. Oh, hear prayer for those in authority over us. Hear prayer for our royal house, older ones and younger ones. Oh, that they may be kept. Oh, that they may be prepared for all thy will. Oh, that thou would raise up again in our poor land a generation there to praise thee, in whom thou wilt blessedly work. And Lord, those in our parliament, in authority in so many ways, raise up, Lord. Oh, men, women of prayer, that know the secret of the closet, that they help upon one that is mighty. Oh, that wisdom may be given. Oh, that there may be confession, weeping. Lord, we need it. And oh, open their eyes, unstop their deaf ears, that they may see their need, and that they might be favored to return, Lord, and confess our great need, all our sin, all our failings. Hear prayer that thou would grant a blessed peace in Jerusalem. Grant, Lord, an overcoming by the blood of the Lamb. Grant, Lord, the Lamb shall overcome. Those of the synagogue of Satan, those of the power of darkness, those of the desolation of abomination. Lord, it is so powerful in our day. But oh, thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through Christ Jesus. Lord, help then. Help, Lord, in this. Help, Lord, in our souls. Help, Lord, in our families. Help in the church of God. Help as dear souls gather at home, thy dear servant there. Feed the flock then, the lambs and the sheep. Lord, help us now as we return to thy word then. Oh, to prove certainly I will be with thee. Open our mouth wide, do thou fill it. Lord, wash, cleanse all that we are and ask amiss. Help in the sing of the hymns. For Jesus Christ's sake we beg it.
Hymn 958. Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. 958.
Thank you.
humble and complete dependence upon Thee, Lord, for needed help. I'd direct your prayerful attention to the portion we read in the book of Judges, chapter 8, and a word found in verse 9. The book of Judges, chapter 8, and a word found in verse 9. The word in the middle of the verse, when I come again in peace. The whole verse reads, and he spake also unto the men of Peniel, saying, when I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Sometimes the Lord grants a word as we read his word. Sometimes he grants a word in prayer. Sometimes it's a very well-known part of the Word of God. Other times, it comes unexpectedly. And yet it comes in a way that stops us, makes us pause, makes us consider. And his servants hear his word. I remember, dear widow, one of the Lord's servants telling me one occasion he was driving away on holiday. We're both going together. And suddenly the conversation stopped. He didn't say anything. Not to her at the time. But he knew in a moment the word of God. And he knew, although he got no invitation to preach the next Lord's Day, that he would have to declare his word. Well, may the Lord grant light upon his word this night and lead into the truth as it is in Jesus, the book of Judges. Very sad book, really. A very solemn and searching book. And how it speaks to us today. The Lord had brought, as we read so often, recalled, remembered, recounted in Scripture, the Lord had brought out of Egypt with that mighty hand. The Lord had brought into the promised land. They'd proved it a good land. They'd proved the smell of the field that the Lord hath blessed. They'd proved a land flowing with milk and honey, his great goodness. And an overcoming of all those enemies and all those things. And that despite their backsliding, that despite their unbelief, what the Lord had spoken would be performed. He brought them in and he blessed them there. If you know that, sinner, blessed, brought in and blessed. Days of Moses, days of dear Joshua, and then we read of the book of Judges. A long period where the judges ruled. And it is summed up right at the end of the book of Judges. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. What a recipe for sin. What a recipe. These dear people, these that the Lord had blessed, departing, falling away. And as we read, the Lord raised up again and again those judges. Very different characters. But used to blessedly restore in some measure. And in those days of Gideon, how the Lord restored, how there was an overcoming of those years when the Midianites came in, and how the Lord granted that peace, quietness, 40 years in the days of Gideon. And I couldn't help reflecting with this word upon my mind, how our day, our generation, our forefathers could look back in this our land. We remember it as a nation. As we look back 100 years, 1914, the Lord's delivering mercy. Days of great peril, great distress in our land. But still, the Lord's mercies. And yet, in those years, since he so powerfully made bare his holy arm, what a departing. Every man, that right in his own eyes. You could go through those hundreds that sit on the benches in our parliament. Every man, right in his own eyes. Solemn. Solemn days, dear friends. But, a word like this, when I come again in peace. The Lord raised up Gideon. It occupies a few chapters in the book of Judges. But oh, what chapters they are. Chapters when the Lord appeared. And oh, through one man, he so blessedly worked. And what a restoring there was. A And oh, in our sad day, remember the book of the Judges. Oh, to be favored to confess, to pour it all out before the Lord. Lord, I'm guilty of this land. I come in knowing those sins. Not one stone to cast at any other. But oh Lord, could we know that blessed returning? Could we know I will, when I come again in peace, a blessed returning? You see, Gideon was going forth to the battle. I said Gideon was going forth to the battle. I pause. Is there one here this night not as Gideon, not going forth to the battle? As the Lord spoken, this is the way, walk ye in it. May he strengthen through his word this night. There will be that coming again in peace. When the Lord sends forth, when the Lord sends the man, there will be a coming again in peace. What do we read that blessed psalm? One of those songs of degrees, one of those songs that they sang as they went up to that temple of old. Those set times, he that goeth forth and weepeth, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. When I come again in peace. Gideon was granted faith. That was his weapon. That was above all that weapon that the Lord gave him. The sword of faith, the sword of the Spirit, that cut through all doubt. You read of Gideon, how he shrunk. You read of Gideon, how he needed to be encouraged, and he was encouraged again and again. The fleece wet, the fleece dry, the going down to the Midianite host, and hearing the dreams recounted one from another. Read it, soul, in the word of God. And oh, may the Lord blessedly, blessedly strengthen. You will go. You will have to go, whatever it is. Gideon had to go. And you'll be favored, finding that rock which is Christ, to blessedly say, when I come again, in peace. This word, peace, looked it up in our dear friend's concordance, and yes, its root, its origin, as it were, is that lovely, ancient Jewish word, shalom, peace. They still greet one another these days with shalom, peace. And it does mean peace. But in that word, in the Hebrew, there is also that is complete. There is also that is whole. There is also that is entire. When I come again in peace, when I come again complete, when the Lord's work has been blessedly completed, when I come again, not a hair of your head shall perish. When I come again, strengthen, because there was that overcoming, and there will be that overcoming by the blood of the Lamb. Now, when I come again in peace, there is in the pathway of life, there are those times when we must venture, when we must go, when there may be for a season an absence, the one from the other. We read those beautiful words in Genesis, the Lord watched between me and thee, absent the one from the other. Say, one with something before this night. Do you need strengthening, encouragement for it? Gideon was going forth to the battle. But when I come again in peace, there's no doubt here. And in a sense, this word was a rebuke to the men of Peniel. They would not give. They acted so contrary to the Lord's word and the ancient customs of hospitality in those parts because of the fear of man. Because the Midianites had ruled so long. But Gideon was strengthened, as we've said. And these of Peniel would be rebuked, and he would come again. And they would solemnly know it well when he did come again. Now, I want to try, if the Lord will, to look at this word in a gospel sense. For we do read that the dear Lord Jesus spake when he spake, the kingdom, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man travelling to a far country. The beginning, the opening words of that parable, of those talents, and that talent delivered to three. One 5 talents, one 2 talents, one 1 talent. In the case of the first two, they went and traded with the same, the Lord said. Do you know what it is? Much trading, much going to and fro, the throne of grace, concerning that the Lord has given you. Placed in your heart, placed in your soul. It will need that help, Lord, many times. And oh, you'll not be weary in it. You'll be blessedly drawn back to it again and again. But the solemnity of the one that hid his talent in the earth. There thou hast, that is thine. Wicked, slothful servant. So, don't bury what the Lord has spoken. Quench not the spirit. You may not be able to take it. Gideon could, to any man. He feared his brethren, he feared the men. But oh, so you can take it to one that knows. May thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, help me. But we then read later on, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh. The kingdom of heaven is as a man travelling into a far country after a long time. The Lord of those servants cometh. So, when I come again in peace, when I come again and make whole, when I come again and call to account, when I come again, search me, try me, see if there be any wicked way in me. There's that solemn word, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. I remember the Lord's dear servant, Mr. Jabez Rath, I think he was preaching to us at home, and he spoke of one that had spoken to him and was almost proud of the fact that he was one of those beaten with many stripes who knew his Lord's will. Beaten with many stripes. Before he did his Lord's will. How that dear servant of Christ, so emphatically, I believe by the blessed Spirit, he said so searchingly in that sermon, nothing to be proud of. It's those that humbly, willing in the day of his power, take up the cross. Take up the cross, soul, and follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Humble walkers, not ready talkers, but obedient. I prize one of those little accounts I read when I was teenager, I think, a rebel made a child. I've heard of those since that met that dear afflicted woman. And how you went into her room. She couldn't rise from her bed. But oh, the peace that was there. The completeness that was there. The one in Christ that was there. These are those that are blessed. These are those that are blessedly strengthened. And so, with Gideon, oh, how he was used. And how the dear Lord's people were strengthened. In the purposes of heaven, in the purposes of love and mercy, what a blessed strengthening there was. when I come again in peace. The Lord has spoken. If I come up as the Lord's servant, the Lord's messenger and the Lord's message this night, the Lord has spoken to one in this house of prayer. And only you, soul, know what he has spoken. But he will come again after a long time. The Lord of those servants cometh. When I come again in peace, because there's been that obedience, because there's been the following in the footsteps of the flock. What a mercy. Ye now therefore have sorrow. It was one of the Lord's departing messages to his dear disciples, to his dear followers, before he was crucified, before he was laid in that tomb where never man was laid, before again ascended to glory. Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. When I come again in peace. What a mercy. The Lord will come again. He will come and make the place of his feet glorious. He will come with a touch of love. He will come with a rending of the heavens and coming down. He'll come and there'll be a hastening to worship him. Now what else did Jesus say? Remember, whatsoever I said unto you, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The peace of God passeth understanding. So, do you know the opposite of peace this night? Do you walk in restlessness? Do you know the troubled sea? Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. There is peace in obedience. There is peace in his presence. What a mercy. What a faithful God. And the Lord, over it all, declares peace. I think of the words of that hymn, peace by his cross. As Jesus made the church's everlasting head. So, would you know peace? Consider him. Look unto him. Oh, backsliding sinner. That'll break down every barrier. That'll break down every fear. That'll break down every sin. And the old enemy cannot be found when peace by his cross as Jesus made. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So, here is peace. One that suffered. One that knew agony. One that knew darkness. One that cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? One that knew the enemy. This is your hour, the power of darkness. When I come again, in peace. So, if you take nothing from his house this night, seek that peace. Lord, grant me that peace. It does pass understanding. It is very, very precious. And it is not of this world. Nothing compared to it. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, but you know the Lord will come again, and you know there'll be obedience in that peace. That's a blessed overcoming song. That's a blessed strengthening. I think of when I left the hospital. I had no intention of speaking like this, but I knew that peace. I've tried to touch on. Nothing disturbed that peace. But when I went from the hospital, I couldn't read. The reading speed was one word every 4 minutes. I couldn't even stand up properly. But the Lord spake, and the anointing that ye have received abideth in you. And so, I go in the strength of that meat still. And yes, we do have to pray. Fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Lord, remember that we are but dust. Have pity, Lord. But there is a strengthening. When the Lord blessedly reveals himself. But the time is fast going. When I come again in peace. This morning, it was prayer. This morning, there was a need brought into his house. There was that. You couldn't leave it at the chapel step. My groaning not hid from thee. There was encouragement in dear David's pathway of prayer and answers of peace. And so, there is encouragement here that the Lord will come again. The one whom ye blessedly seek will suddenly come into his temple. When I come again to you, sinner. When I come again to you, cast down soul, it'll be in peace. And it'll blessedly be with that fullness that resides in Jesus our head to make complete, to make whole, whatever it be. When, not if, the Lord's time, the Lord's way, it may indeed be as we read, and the Lord spake in that blessed parable and searching parable after a long time. May indeed bear long with his servants, long with his people. But he will come. He knew that one been a long time in that case. And he came. They sent unto the Lord, dear Mary, Martha. When he came, apparently it was too late. Lord, if thou hadst been here, said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest, that thou wouldest see the glory of God. Oh, that we may be granted that, to blessedly believe. When I come again, in peace, now, finally, the Lord will come again. The Lord has come that first time. And all's blessedly been fulfilled. Look to that, sinner. Draw from that, sinner. That blessed fullness, that blessedly complete. Sinner, look again toward his holy temple. But oh, soul, there were those of Peniel that feared when Gideon would return. Lord, take away that fear, this sinner. There may be that within. I've described to you before here, I'm sure, that dear woman I knew down in Kent. Those storms. Autumn 1987, she looked out of her window and saw such havoc. And oh, she praised God. It's a lovely view out of her window for many miles. That she was found worthy to be found on this earth when her Jesus was returning. Blessed place, you know. It wasn't so. But oh, she had a blessed hope, a blessed sweetness, blessed expectation. She was ready. Be ye also ready, that it may be with you, sinner. It may be with me when I come again in peace. And as we would and do bear one another's burdens. And there are those going down and down and down, deeper in affliction, deeper in sorrow. Lord, come to them in peace. Oh, could there be, at evening time, it shall be light with them. Lord, could there be a blessed presence with them, and then blessedly take them home, when I come again in peace. old Puritans used to say, put up many prayers against the day of your death. Here's a prayer. When I come again in peace, Lord, oh, do grant the blessedness of that again. But oh, do come. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But also the warning. He will come. Oh, if you know none of these things, sinner, it's unspeakably solemn. They'll call for the rock, the mountains to fall on them and hide them when he comes again. Lord, leave me not that dreadful stain. But oh, blessedly prove in this sinner, when I come again in peace, because peace by his cross has my Jesus made. The church's everlasting head, and I shall yet praise him, from whom all blessings flow. What a sinner. Lord, I know it, but oh, what a saviour. I must leave it. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £660, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pocock is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 420. Oh, bless the Lord my soul, let all within me join, and aid my tongue to bless his name, whose favours are divine. 420.
Thank you.
Lord, enable each soul to say, Thy will done in earth as it is in heaven. Wash, cleanse, forgive all spoken amiss. But do bless abundantly thine own word and encourage seeking souls, needy souls. Take us now under thy mercy, thy kind care. Truly deliver from all evil. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.